Hey, welcome back, guys. How's it going? Wanted to go over a very simple cash flow strategy that I've just deployed in my business, and I wanted to talk through some of the processes that I used. I wanted to go over some of the stats and more specifically the actual outcomes and the cash flow that this particular strategy generated. Anyway, look forward to catching you guys right after this. All right, welcome back, guys. Thank you very much for joining me. This is the first time here. I'd like to say an incredibly warm welcome to you. My name is Jamie Gardner. Over the last 12 years, I've been an affiliate marketer, high ticket coach, high ticket affiliate marketer, digital ad strategist, agency owner, e-commerce store owner, far out, you name it. I've tried a bunch of stuff. Anyway, what I talk about on this podcast is me documenting the last 12 years I've been online, having worked with over 900 students, sold millions of dollars worth of products and services on and offline, and really just trying to give you guys the stuff that I'm working on in my business that is working to generate cash flow and leads and sales, all that super fun stuff. If that's of interest, feel free to hit the subscribe button. Feel free to also check out my free Facebook group over at www.ultimateaffiliategroup.com. Otherwise, let's roll. Anyways, so little cash flow strategy that I put into play recently, and it was something that was a bit of an experiment, and I have a number of these types of strategies that I deploy in my business, and they always seem to work really, really well, which is awesome. Now, first and foremost, the strategy goes off the back of using a juxtaposed pricing strategy. And so what I mean by that is, if you're unfamiliar with this, it's where you effectively anchor a price and a value, right? So if you think about, for example, any copywriting where, say, for example, you get to the end of the page and you'll see you're going to get this bonus, that bonus, that bonus, you know, this support, this support, this support, total value, $1 trillion. And you can get access for just $7, right? That's normally how it goes. Now, of course, I'm using a extreme example there, but you get the point. Now, you can actually do this in your content. And so one of the techniques that you can deploy is by communicating what your actual real-life coaching costs are, if you're a coach, and what your actual real-life investment is if you are a high-ticket affiliate. So, for example, if your program is, in my case, my Ultimate Marketing Mastermind program is $3,500 for a year of coaching and access to a training portal and support, et cetera, et cetera. So that is going to go up to 5K at some point. And so by me articulating this to my audience, I make it abundantly clear what the pricing is. Number one is it gets them used to that pricing structure, first and foremost. So they start to think about that and they start to think, okay, well, if I want to get to that level, if I want to invest in the growth of my business, if I want to accelerate the results that I'm going to get out of my business, then of course I'm going to have to invest in it. And of course, it makes sense that that's a pretty cheap investment given the return some of my students have had, 10K in 49 days, 10K in 3 months working together, 50K in 4 months working together, 100K in about 5 months working together. Just some random examples for you guys. Anyway, of course, if I start to tell you these things, and I start to talk about the awards that I've given out for surpassing $100,000 in revenue since joining my program, or even $10,000 since joining my program, all of a sudden, the price of $3,500 at the time of recording seems minuscule by comparison. As does it that 10K can balloon out. That's one award. That's not to account for anything that happens in 6 months' time, or 12 months' time, or 5 years' time. Hopefully this is making sense so far. Now, if I am talking about my fees and my charges and all that type of stuff for my coaching or my high-ticket products, and I come along one day knowing full well that that is normally what I charge, and I say, cool, you can get this for $50. Bang, there's a massive sense of euphoria and buying pressure. Everyone wants to jump in at once. Now, of course, I wouldn't sell my high ticket program, which is selling for $3,500. I wouldn't sell that to anyone for $50. A, it is worth exceptionally more than that. B, it's disrespectful to the people that have already purchased it. And I think that is a little bit shady. However, what you can do is you can sell your time for different units of time. different units of cash, right? So this is the one that has a little bit more flexibility. Now, my standard rate for my coaching is $500 per hour. So therefore, I'm quite articulate with that. I go out there and I tell people about that. $500. Probably cheap for our space. I should probably bump that up a little bit. But anyway, it's not really something I promote and something I don't really do that many of. So one-on-one, 1 hour, $500. So because I mention this to my audience, and I do have a few people that have jumped on that historically, so therefore, if I now have used that as my anchoring point, and I say, hey, tell you what, I'm going to offer you guys a pay what you want coaching offer. Pay whatever you want. Now, I understand, human nature being what it is, that some people might only want to pay a dollar. So I put a minimum on it. So for me, I was like, okay, I'll put a minimum of $49. That's minimum I will take for an hour of my time. And of course, I capped the numbers out. Only available for 10 people. 10 people only. Now, I had people jumping in at $250. I had other people jumping in at $50. I had other people jumping in at $200, which was all awesome. Now, here's the crazy part. Is with that, it ended up collecting over $1,600 in frontline revenue. That's kind of cool, right? But here's the kicker. This is not where I'm aiming to create my cash flow. I'm aiming to create my cash flow based on the back-end sales that are going to come from this. Now, here's the thing. If someone has had an exchange with you of any value whatsoever, and you get on a call, you genuinely help them out with their business, you give them some results in advance, it is unbelievably easy as a sales process at the end of the conversation, without baiting and switching them into a sales call, to quite simply ask them, hey, thanks so much for your time. We're coming up to the hour now. Did you get value from this? Yes, I did. What was the biggest takeaway for you? What was this, this, and this? Awesome. What do you feel are the major gaps in your current process? I feel like I'm going to need more work on this, this, and this. Can I ask you, how would you like to hear how it might look or how it might sound if we were to continue working together to get those issues solved? Sure, fire away, what do you got? And all of a sudden, all you're doing is just explaining what your offer is. Now, most people, because you've actually articulated this to your audience previously, the pricing, all that type of stuff, they are expecting a higher price anyway. So they know what they're getting in for. And a lot of the time, they'll come back and they'll say, yeah, sounds good. I'd like to be part of that. You say, okay, great. Love to have you on board. Do you want to get started now or looking at down the track or what's the deal? Really, really, really casual situation as a sales aspect. Now, I did this recently, like I say, 1600 something cash collected off the front end, which was cool. Locked in a bunch of calls. I've since had, I think I still owe two of those 10 calls that are out there. And that has brought in an additional $12,000 of revenue, which is pretty cool, right? Really, really cool. Now, these are also, some of them are on payment plans. I've got another couple that are about to land, which are upfront payments of $3,500, et cetera, which will bring that total up, of course. But my point being is that this is an exceptionally efficient way of bringing additional cash flow to your business because it is new, it is unique, and even though you might have sold one-on-one coaching time slots before, because you've spent that time prior juxtaposing your actual price and you've been out there explaining that, cool, I normally charge this amount, blah, 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 this is worth that much, people are getting thousands of dollars of value out of this program, people are getting these types of results. And like I say, when you are offering something which is, by comparison, tiny, then you're going to get a buying frenzy. Now, the other thing that I did do is basically I had someone fall through. So they said in Messenger to me, yeah, I'll grab a spot. So effectively, on the cart page itself, which took me about 3 seconds to create, it can just be a payment link. It really doesn't need to be that fancy. I was able to then say, out of the 10 spots that I was going to have available, that was actually only 9 left, so one had already been taken. So therefore, purely by accident, there was actually an implied implied scarcity on that. Now, that later fell through, which was a bit disappointing, but anyway, kind of get the point there. So my advice is to take this, go and run with it. Don't overthink it. Like, quite literally, you can probably do this off the back of one single post. If you happen to have an audience, just say, cool, I've got a pay what you want coaching. They will get to the cart page. They will figure out that there is a minimum there. Set your minimums to whatever you're happy with. Otherwise, you can wrap it around an affiliate offer. So you might do that around an affiliate offer. Obviously, that would be more of a fixed price, in which case you do the same technique. It would be basically adding a ton of value, including a coaching call and some bonuses and other things to incentivize and help people out with a perceived value. And of course, if it's significantly less than that, you'll probably get a bunch of people jumping on. Other thing you ideally want to do is really look at capping out the available slots for that, quite simply because now you have an element of control over your own economic environment, meaning that you end up with a bit of a buying frenzy. Another technique that I deploy on a fairly consistent basis is something quite similar, where I'll sell a coaching call for $100 to $200 and I'll cap it out at two spots. And the quickest I've been able to sell that for $197 each was 23 minutes, I think it was. So bang, $400 done, 23 minutes, you know, fulfilled those obligations, ended up having one of those people come back, buy some higher ticket stuff later on as well. Meaning that you've now got a process that you can deploy for ascending people to your high ticket offers, which is pretty cool. Anyway, little technique for you guys to go deploy, go check it out, see how it works. And yeah, love to hear your results. If you'd like to head over to my free Facebook group to let me know, www.ultimateaffiliategroup.com. And look forward to seeing you guys in the next one. Cheers.